now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, clear with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The USDA has extended the deadline to file crop acreage reports for agriculture producers in Illinois impacted by flooding and heavy moisture. The new deadline of July 22nd applies to reporting spring-seeded crops to FSA county offices and federal crop insurance agents. Producers filing reports with FSA offices are encouraged to set up an appointment before visiting the office. Acreage reports from producers in Illinois who set up appointments before the deadline on the 22nd are considered timely filed, even if the appointment occurs after the deadline. Two exceptions apply to acreage reporting, per the USDA. If the crop has not been planted by the reporting date, acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after the planting is completed. If a producer acquires additional acreage after the reporting date, that acreage must be reported no later than 30 days after purchasing or acquiring the lease. Appropriate documentation must be provided to the county FSA office. More news next.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
Your dollar buys more all summer long at Little Giant Grocery and Carmine. This week's sale on grill favorites, pork steak for a low $1.49 a pound. Ribeyes, yours for just $5.99 a pound. Plus, sweeten your summer meals with red or white seedless grapes. $1.29 a pound at Little Giant. Two cans of pork and beans, yours now just 89 cents. And save on best choice whipped salad dressing or mayo, 30-ounce jar for just 99 cents. Scorching savings available daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Only from Little Giant Grocery in Carmine.
In other news, the Secretary of State and Illinois State Library Literacy Office recently awarded Frontier Community College with an adult volunteer literacy grant for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. The awarded grant was $75,760, making it the largest literacy grant FCC has ever received. Hayden McDuffie, coordinator of Transition Services and former coordinator of Literacy Development, believes the Secretary of State's office was encouraged by Frontier's current program. Earlier this year, program tutors Vicki Creeters and Angelique McGuire received Spotlight on Service Awards, which recognized volunteers for their commitment and dedication. Grant money will be used to support the growth of the program throughout the IECC district and the continuing efforts and success of current volunteer tutors and adult learners. Specifically, the AVL program will continue to focus its efforts on recruiting volunteer tutors. Last fiscal year, FCC received $55,000 for the Adult Volunteer Literacy Grant, which was renewed after 3 years. The program was dissolved during the 2015-2016 fiscal year due to state funding issues, but it was renewed in July of 2018. In the past 8 months, the program has grown from 5 learners to a total of 41. The tutoring pool has also increased to 16 volunteers, and McDuffie said there are an additional 20 who are in the process of completing the 12 required hours of training. Due to staffing changes in the Adult Education Department, FCC is now accepting applications for a coordinator of literacy development. Interested individuals may obtain all application materials by visiting iecc.edu. The mural on the east side of the Amber Marie's building in downtown Fairfield was officially completed yesterday. David and Cheryl Harrell were the principal painters for the mural, which is titled for and inspired by Love Thou Thy Land, a poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson. The project was underwritten by FNB. Illinois State Police District 19 would like to welcome Interim District Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle, who began his duties on June 1st. Lieutenant Hinkle will oversee the operations of District 19, which serves Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Lieutenant Hinkle came from District 12 Effingham, where he most recently served as Operations Lieutenant. He is a Wayne County native, graduated from the Illinois State Police Academy in 1996, and transferred to District 19 in 1997. He began an assignment with ISP SWAT in 1999, where he remained until 2016. Anyone who needs to contact Lieutenant Hinkle can call ISP District 19 headquarters in Carmi at 382-4606. Sandy Beeson and Van Brentlinger appeared before the Wayne County Board again last night to provide an update on their crime issues that they brought to the board's attention last month. Beeson stated that people were walking and trespassing on private properties in the West Jeff area. She also stated that dogs were becoming an issue and she feared they may harm livestock. Brentlinger said he had discovered a gas can and hose on his property and was concerned. Board Chairman Steve Earhart asked the people in their area to keep their eyes open and to certainly report any suspicious activity. Sheriff Mike Everett advised the board that, for 16 hours a day, only one deputy is available to respond to incidents. He stated that his department has lost three deputies who haven't been replaced. He further advised that the state police are dealing with understaffing as well, which prevents them from providing much patrol assistance. Sheriff Everett and State's Attorney Kevin Kakak advised the attendees that patrol activity had been increased in the Jeff area. They believed their investigation into various thefts there would bear results very soon. In a related matter, Board Chairman Earhart announced that he was reforming the Sheriff and Jail Advisory Committee. Board Member Amy Pollard will be the chairperson, and Pollard will be joined by Board Members Bruce Reeves and Nathan Jones. In other board action, Wayne County Highway Engineer Dennis Seidel's contract was renewed, with Board Member Royce Carter voting no. Board Member Gordon Ensley stated that a citizen had contacted him about the county opting out of the new legalized marijuana sales. State's Attorney Kakak advised that he would look into the matter and report back to the board. Ensley said he did not yet have an opinion on the issue, but he was simply following up on a citizen's question. Board Member Jerry Donahoe was absent from the meeting. The Fairfield Rotary Club gave Jack the Can Man Carter a gift yesterday afternoon, a brand new three-wheel bike with the capability of hauling 800 smashed cans. Outgoing Rotary President Tim Sullivan said the idea came from within the club.
We have an anonymous Rotarian, member of the club, who approached me about 3 months ago wanting to put a challenge to the club that he would match dollar for dollar what it was going to take to set Jack the Can Man up with a really nice setup bike.
The Can Man is originally from Vandalia, but has collected cans in Fairfield for the last 4 years. He was emotionally moved by the gift.
Speechless. I love it from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. I thank everybody. Everybody for what they've done to me, for me and my wife to pass away. And I thank my heart that goes to everybody. And thank the Lord for everything.
Carter says he enjoys his job because he, quote, likes to talk to people. The presentation of the new trike was part of yesterday's Fairfield Rotary Club meeting at the Fairfield First United Methodist Church. The football field at Fairfield's train yard is progressing well after having new Bermuda grass planted, according to FCHS Athletic Director Bob Wells.
We're very excited the way the progress has been going thus far. We're basically into our 12th day of growth, and we have not, because within the first 10 days, you just water it and you don't add any chemical, no fertilizer, no nothing like that. And the gentleman, David Hall, that is doing our work for us based out of Carmi, he is very, very excited about the growth that we've got without adding any of that fertilization to it. And we're actually, he's going to come up and do that process today. So obviously still Mother Nature is the main component in this, but we are ahead of where the current growth should be by a good 3 to 4 days.
Wells says he believes things are on schedule to use the new playing surface for the first home game on August 30th.
We're looking forward to it. The one thing that kind of helps us out this year is we're still 7 weeks out before we have to use this in terms of our first game. Obviously, we would love to be on it for Meet the Mules, but if for some reason we just don't feel that it's ready in that first week there for Meet the Mules, we'd obviously stay off of that until that first home game.
The Bermuda Field was paid for by an anonymous donor. The Mules host Cesar Valier for the first game of the season. Corey Musgrave, the senior pastor at Fairfield's New Beginnings Church, announced that he will run for a seat in the Illinois House yesterday morning. Musgrave will be running for the seat currently occupied by Darren Bailey, who announced earlier this week that he would be running to fill the seat of outgoing State Senator Dale Ryder. Bailey invited Musgrave to pray at the spring legislative session earlier this year, and Musgrave gained some notoriety for that prayer, which was decidedly pro-life. Some people have reportedly stated that the prayer was a way for Musgrave to gain experience in Springfield in preparation for his run, but Musgrave said no such thing was planned.
I was asked to come up there in February. They set the date for the last day of session on May 31st. At that time when I went up there, I had no idea, according to Representative Bailey, he had no idea. It was a shock to him that Dale Ryder was going to step aside and not seek re-election. That was announced that day I was up there. I did not know that was going to happen. So this idea that was floated that this was some sort of publicity stunt is completely untrue. It's not true. And I just made my decision to run just a couple weeks ago. It was a tough decision to make, but I'm all in with it now, and I look forward to running.
In addition to protecting the unborn, Musgrave looks to preserve Second Amendment rights, lower taxes, and create jobs. He pointed out that Airtex, which left Fairfield for Mexico some years ago, was coming back to the U.S., but not to its former home.
I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but the jobs that left Fairfield that went to Mexico, you know, with Airtex, right? We moved a lot of lines down there, and Fairfield lost a lot of jobs. The 109 lost a lot of jobs. Did you guys know they're coming back to the United States? They're already moving the lines back. But do you know where they're going? They're going to Indiana. You know why they're going to Indiana? It's because we have such a poor business climate in Illinois. And if we'd get our act together, we could draw some of these jobs back. And so, you know, one of the things I want to see in this area is I want to be a voice to create a business climate that's fair to all involved, that's attractive to business, so we can draw good jobs here.
Should Musgrave be elected to represent the 109th District in March, he will reportedly be the first state representative from Fairfield since Clyde Robbins from 1979 to 1982. The Wayne County Fair continues today in the first day this week without a show from the 4-H program. Instead, the program will conduct its cleanup work today as the grandstand readies itself for the demolition derby tonight. Fair Board President Gary Carter says the board decided to move the derby from Saturday to switch things up.
This is the earliest our fair will ever be, so next year our fair will be dropped back a week. A lot of demo derbies are happening on Saturday night, and we always had a good attendance on Saturday night, but we've kind of switched this up a little bit, so we're trying to get the crews there before Saturday night, and so we're doing our demo Friday night.
The demolition derby will begin at 7, and the fair will conclude tomorrow night with the FNB rodeo. The first 6 months of 2019 were the wettest in Illinois history. Kim Howard has more.
Statewide average precipitation from January to June in Illinois totaled just over 28 inches. That beats the average by more than 8 inches, says Brian Kirshner with the State Climatologist's Office.
Illinois has seen above average rainfall since December 2018, marking the 7th consecutive month with above average statewide precipitation. June also marked the 8th consecutive month in which no portion of Illinois has been listed as in drought or abnormally dry by the U.S. Drought Monitor.
The previous record of 27.9 inches for the first 6 months of the year was set in 2013. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
New Illinois Incorporated will be at the Fairfield Inn and Suites in Mount Vernon next Saturday, July 20th, from 1 to 3 p.m. for an informational meeting. One speaker at the event will be State Representative Brad Holbrook, who sponsored the latest bill to split the state of Illinois. Other speakers include Matt Sebastian of Southern Illinois Secession, G.H. Merritt, the co-founder and chairman of New Illinois, and Paul Preston, president of New California. Preston will discuss the history and progress of the state split movement in California. New California has reportedly been in operation since 2016 and has committees in 52 of that state's 58 counties. Preston will be sharing ideas and strategies with supporters of a state split in Illinois. The group said in a statement that Illinois is a corrupt, failed state that has created a financial disaster. It also said Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution gives them the right to pursue a split in the state. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Are you headed to Fairfield for the citywide yard sales Saturday, July 13th? Stop by the Barbed Wire Grill for their breakfast buffet from 8 to 11 a.m. Eggs, French toast, pancakes, waffles, biscuits and gravy, mini omelets, potatoes, bacon and sausage will be available. Treasure hunting is easier with a full belly. And at the Barbed Wire Grill, you get a home-cooked meal without the mess for you to clean up. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 85. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,237, up 149. The NASDAQ is at 8,231, up 35. And August crude oil is at $60.48, up 28 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Millshoals resident Gene Bailey died at 10:50 p.m. on Wednesday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He ran a welding and repair shop in Millshoals. Gene Bailey is survived by his wife, June Bailey of Millshoals, sons David Bailey and Daryl Bailey, both of Fairfield, two grandchildren, brothers Roy and June D. Bailey, both of Sisney, and one sister, Louise Rodatz of Wayne City. Graveside services for Gene Bailey will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
An average yield increase of 27 bushels per acre. That's rare in corn. So is 8 more bushels in soybeans. Yeah, if you want gains that big in your fields, you need a stronger fungicide. One that works overtime, when the rest punch out. Trivapro Fungicide. Ask for it at your local Syngenta retailer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, sunny skies and a high today of 88. We'll have clear skies tonight, and we're expecting a low of 62 and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 90. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, mostly sunny on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 92 with a low of 70. Scattered showers are possible on Monday. Monday's high, 85 with a low of 70. And scattered showers are possible on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 82 with a low of 70.